Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Juz 11, and today's verse is from Surah Yunus, ayah 6. ما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. In whatever Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people who have taqwa, God consciousness. Repeatedly in the Quran, Allah asks us to reflect and think deeply about His creation. Earlier in this verse, Allah talks about the sun, the moon, the changing of night and day. It's so easy to take these signs for granted. But imagine, without the sun, crops wouldn't grow and we'd have no food. And isn't it incredible to think that if our planet were a fraction further from the sun, we'd be entirely frozen? Yet if it were a fraction closer to the sun, we'd simply melt. Subhanallah. The natural world around us is absolutely mind-blowing, and without any doubt, its careful and perfect design must point to a perfect creator. As Allah tells us in this verse, and how we saw in Juz 7 where He says, "Unzur ila thamari," we don't have to travel far to look for signs of Allah. They are everywhere. I love the hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, narrated to his companion Mufaddal, where he outlines Allah's ingenious design in human beings, animals, and the natural world. It's really simple to read and fills you with wonder and awe of Allah's creation. I really recommend finding it on al-islam.org. Within it, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talks about the divine design of the human body. For we too are ayat, signs, as Allah says in this verse. Things we often dismiss as mundane or ordinary are all flawless designs from a wise maker. From the different parts of our tongue that are designed to distinguish sweet, sour, bitter and salty tastes, or how our skull protects the brain like a helmet. From how our eyelashes prevent dust harming our delicate eyes, and how saliva in the mouth keeps our throat from becoming dry. It is absurd, Imam Sadiq says, that such order and perfection could come about without a creator. Do you not see that everything big or small has been created on a flawless plan without fault or error? Yet here Allah says that the signs are there for people who have taqwa, God consciousness. Because only if we are mindful with our hearts and our souls of our Creator will we see His signs everywhere. When we look through the lens of taqwa, we realise that the beautiful creation around us did not come about through chance, and it is not without purpose or meaning. We're not here for entertainment. Allah has given us a purpose, just as He has given a purpose to everything He creates. To me, this verse is a reminder. This whole world is a love letter from our Lord, and there are signs of Him everywhere. It reminds me to wake up my heart and find the lessons He wants me to learn through observing our phenomenal planet. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. We've already got ma, meaning what or whatever, from Juz 5, so here I've picked khalaqa, created, and ayat, signs. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got the world for khalaqa and a sign for ayat. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. My intention will be to continue reading Imam Sadiq's Hadith Mufaddal to fill me with appreciation for Allah's signs in the natural world. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.